The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
So when it even comes to the Word of God, you still have a choice to make. Amen.
Amen.
But I believe,
now GD said,
that you will be making good choices. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says,
John C.
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
Corinthians 17,
verse 17.
Teach a modern song.
If anyone be in Christ,
he
is a new creation. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sure we have heard and heard and heard this.
Now, Ojidi said,
but today,
now, so, and then,
the Lord has sent me to you with a special message. A message that can change your life. And add to where you have gotten to today. And I believe that if you will take me and the word that is coming faithfully, then the 100 days that I thought I heard Pastor talk about, and I read this thing when I came in, will not be in vain. Amen.
Amen.
If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. What does this scripture mean? Let me paraphrase. If anyone is in Christ, the word says you are a new creation. The question is, who is Christ? And how can you be in Christ? And if you are in Christ, what does a new creation mean? Is anybody hearing me? If anyone is in Christ,
he
is a new creation. So who is Christ? And who is it that can be in Christ?
Now, why should I obey to me at na Christo Monso?
And if you are in Christ,
now so who Christo Monso are?
What is a new creation?
And then I have body and full.
Now we all know.
Yeni na yeni.
You know, and I know.
We ni misumi ni.
Now, when we say Jesus Christ,
yeka say Jesus Christo are.
We all know he's the Son of God.
Yeni na ni say nyangu pamba bema.
At the same time,
Abrikuna so
he is God.
Oyenyame.
You agree?
Would
you
too, man?
He is God. Colossians chapter 2.
Colossians 4, my TV, you know.
I think verse 3.
I want to teach me
someone. I want to pick it from there. What does he say?
And then I can.
All the treasures of wisdom. Is that?
Verse 3.
Yes. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge is in that man. And the man is who? Jesus Christ. The Bible says all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. So whether you school or not, it doesn't matter here. What matters is that you are in Christ. And if you are in Christ, you are open to have all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom. So no wonder God does not choose people who go to school alone, but he chooses everybody who is ready to be in him. When he came, he chose fishermen. He chose people who didn't even go to classroom. So I'm here to tell you, whether you go to school or you don't go to school, you can be in Christ. The same scripture. Can we go tonight? He says that
verse 9.
The whole Trinity.
Verse 9,
the whole Trinity. God the Father, God the Son. Oh. Yes.
For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives.
Yes, the whole Trinity.
God the Father,
God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. All form one in Christ in body. So if you are in Christ, who are your immediate relatives? Are you listening to me? If the whole bodily of Christ is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ. And the Bible is saying, if anyone be in
Christ,
which means that person who is in Christ is open to all wisdom, all knowledge, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost.
Yes, only a kuno wo Christo mono nimdiye nyansa nyamiyeja obane okron kron ni yina wo mubi.
So the Bible is telling me.
Enti chone kache mi say.
If you
say wo
are in Christ,
uwo Christo mwa,
you have access to God the Father.
Uwo kwenwo nyamiyeja,
you have access to God the Son.
Uwo kwenwo say nyami oba,
you have access to the Holy Ghost.
Uwo kwenwo okron kron so oho.
And you have access to wisdom and knowledge.
Uwo kwenwo say obenya nyansa ni nimdiye.
So you are not just a Christian or you go to church. You are, the Bible says, a new creation. You have been given another chance in humanity to live.
Now, oh, Christomai, so Christomu keke, so ba sore keke. Now, mo yamo akwenfu fra, oba benya nimdia o nyankupo mo.
In verse 6, it says that. Please take me to verse 6.
In Jitomu siya.
9:8-7:6.
Verse 6, please.
So then, just as you receive Christ as Lord, continue in his life. The life that you are living as a Christian,
it's
not
for you.
It is God who is revealing himself in you. So if you don't see God in you, we don't see the character of Jesus in you, then you need deliverance. And I like Dr. Boa. Because Dr. Boja likes deliverance. He will deliver you just now.
I see.
So okay. I am leaving the message here that if you, we will not see Christ revealed in your life, if we cannot testify that you are a Christian because we are seeing the character of Christ in your life, we shall deliver you.
These days,
church is not a babysitting place.
These days,
we shall force you to be like Christ.
Because
your soul is more important to us than anything. If Jesus died for your soul, you must be forced to be Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Those times are gone. He says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Listen very carefully to what I'm
going to
say. Maybe this is the first time you are hearing it. Maybe you have heard it before. But I will still say it. The Bible says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation.
Bro,
what does it mean? It means that before you met Christ, you were another person.
Now you will be full.
And let me tell you who you were before you met Christ.
Now,
then
we
shall continue.
Now,
who can tell me?
Why no better than catch me?
Auntie Grace, this one here, Abel, can you help me? I'm a Gladys, yes.
It's not Grace or Gladys.
I don't want to do that. Okay, Mama G. Okay, so that. Oh, can you help me? Today we are not preaching, we are not teaching. We are just saying something.
Now
listen,
though.
This is Auntie G.
When you are glad.
Can I ask you a question? Sincerely. When you brought your first child from hospital, what report did the doctor give you of his past or her past life? None. He says what?
None.
But was the child alive? Yes. So they brought home a living child.
He told me that before I test in the baby.
But he never had a record.
Are you following
what I'm saying? So if you are born again and you are in Christ and you are a new creation in Christ, you don't have a past record.
It is a way when you are full now Christ on one, we need in some that the be a come on.
Because Bible says you are new.
In a chance that we are full from.
So in Christ, they have brought home a newborn child.
Your
record yesterday has been wiped out. It doesn't exist anymore. When you go to Colossians 3, I think 2, 13 and 14, it says that
I see
there was a record that was written for you, which was going to go against you in judgment. And that record, if you go to Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, down there, the Bible says there were books which had been recorded. And there was a book. Your records were in the books. So if you were a liar,
and it's all your truth,
there was a book that your name was inside. If you were a gossiper, your name was in the book of gossipers. If you were a drunkard, anything that you did which did not glorify God was recorded and your name was there. But thank God that when Jesus came your way and you accepted his message of salvation,
the
Bible tells me that Jesus collected all those books, blotted out the handwriting, and took the books to the cross. And when he was nailed on the cross, he was also nailing those books on the cross. So today the devil cannot come and say that before God, he has been born again, but he still had a record with me. You don't have any record. You are a free person. If you are believing what I'm telling you, then I am saying that if you are in Christ, there is no more judgment against you. Because now,
if you say Sabri,
you have the life of God through Jesus Christ in you. It is hard to believe. But you need to believe it. Bible says, John 3. Verse 16. Somebody should give it to me for the crowd.
For God to...
Let it come. I mean, we are children of God. We don't care whether we make mistakes or not, because there's no judgment. Satan cannot rise and come and tell me that I've made a mistake. Jesus is the one who will judge me, not the devil, because that record has been destroyed. Yes? Oh, you're going to read it?
No.
All right, let it come. Now, listen to what she's saying.
John 3:16.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
That he gave. That what? That what?
He gave.
I can't hear. That what?
He gave.
God gave. Yes. Or the mind. And what did God give? His only begotten. A son is said,
anyone who believes in him, you will not go to condemnation.
But you will have everlasting life.
Now,
what you know, says,
Have you think about it, about the everlasting life? It is a love that cannot
die.
Died again.
And the everlasting life belongs to only one person. Nipa ba kupen the cross ankwano.
Na sankwano so you nipa ba kupen dia.
Who do you say na dia?
You think it is for who?
Who do you think that life is for? It's for Christ.
It's for Christ.
And the Bible said Christ is a representation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And so no si say Christ no jire mama eja oba na onkronkron no asase
so. So if Jesus has given you his life, God the Father has given you his life. Holy Ghost lives in the inside of you. And Jesus lives in the inside of you. Colossians chapter 3. Take me to verse 3. You must follow me and open your heart, because baby, I mean, I'm soft here, but it will be very difficult for you. That's why I say you have a choice to make. The choice is yours. Whether you believe this message or not, that is the truth. Jesus gave you his life in exchange of your filthy what? Life. And the life of Jesus Christ is the eternal life, the life which cannot die again. So as you sit down this morning here, and you know you are born again, or you know you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the spirit inside you, the one inside you, is God himself. That God inside you cannot die. But there are certain things that you need to have to make the God in you a reality. Because the Jesus that you have received, I ask for the scripture, Colossians 3.
Colossians 4.
This one
is not coming.
Okay, somebody open the scriptures.
Yes. Is it 1:3?
3. Colossians 3:3. Now listen. Listen carefully. He says, for you. Who is the you?
Oh.
I want to see the you. Who is the you? Who is he talking to? What is your name?
Odin design.
Bodin. God is talking to you, not me.
You were a dead person.
And your life has been what?
Hidden
in what?
Christ.
In Christ. And you have just said that Christ is representation, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So where is your life hidden? So if my life is hidden in Christ, and Christ is hidden in God, my friend, the devil can do me nothing. Because the place that I am now, I am in Christ. And Christ is in God. So no matter what the devil has, he cannot get to me.
The
Bible tells me, if you are in Christ, the wicked one cannot touch you. How many of you are in Christ? I say, how many of you can say that they are in Christ? If I don't get anybody, I'll leave a note down for doctor.
That
Sunday, you should not do service. Because we need to understand, say, we are what? How many of us are born again? If I don't see your hand, I will bring you here and I will deliver myself. This time, we are talking about practical reality of our Christianity. We are now having the authority to judge the devil. I said, because we are now standing our grounds. Bible says we are a new creation.
Yeah, where do you come from?
You see, let me finish here, otherwise I forget. For you were dead, but you are being hidden in Christ.
Now,
Christ is hidden in God. Now look at verse
4. When Christ, who is our life, appears.
When Christ,
I see Emra Christo.
Who is what?
Your life.
So who is your life?
And when na ya won kwa Christo na ya won kwa
wo obra na ubo no. He na obra na ubo.
Eh Christo obra.
Na Christo obra ni.
Hmm.
Christo obra pa ni.
Is that the life of Christ is this is slants.
Bossa mano na radio. Yes, bossa mano. Now, are you listening?
Na motie.
Sometimes
eto de bia.
We think that
Miami
bo mi bra. Enye o bra.
You are doing your own thing. It's not your own
the
thing.
The life that you are living now is the life of Jesus Christ.
Na abrabo na obon eye Christo bra na obon.
In fact, it is the life of God, the creator himself, which is in you.
Na emom eye obo die na ngasa abrabo na wo mu.
And the Holy Ghost is living inside you.
Ana onkronko so ati wo mu.
And Jesus himself is inside you.
Ana Yesu ngasa so ati wo mu.
Then ask yourself.
Enti bi sa ho se.
This life that I'm living.
Na sa obra mi boy.
If I'm standing before God.
Se mi jranya mi enni ma.
Can I defend myself?
Meti me tutaji me ho ana.
Because he says the life that I'm living is not my life.
I see a brand now born and you dia.
It is the life of God that must be lived in me. So when you see me, you must see what? You must see God. You must see Jesus Christ.
Ti ehu a ese ehu Yakobon, ese ehu Jesus Christ.
In the new creation.
Our body of from no.
Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you.
Our Philippians 2:5 my team in chemu enum ase ma sa adwe we entena wo mo.
Because if you are a new creation.
So we are body of from.
And eternal life or everlasting life, or Jesus is living in your inside.
Now say yes to Womua.
Then your brains
and your idea
must also what? Must also be filled with what?
The way
Jesus is thinking.
Send a yes to Sansuna Wadium so old dreams have ever pay.
Amen.
Amen.
We are born again, we agree.
Yeah, dear to say full from
John 3:5-7. Jesus told Nicodemus.
Now yes, got your Nicodemus. You want to wait to me and say
unless you are born again.
I just said when you're full from.
Then Nicodemus look at Jesus.
And then Nicodemus, and show Yesu.
And he asked Jesus.
What do you say, Yesu said?
Maybe I'm a nyebi.
Eh? My yako grevi.
Maybe I'm a nyebi. Pardon, I'm a koma miyem.
How can I enter into my mother's womb?
Then Jesus told Nicodemus.
And Yesu catch Nicodemus.
Unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit.
I just said, Nipaya, who is so new homo?
So you. Who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
Into
has
what
been
so?
Recreated. You have got a new spirit in you.
Into
which
what
is the Spirit of God, eternal life.
Yeah, when nyame honhom wo mu aye da nkwa.
Which you that spirit can never die again.
Ah, sa honhom no entimi enwu bi.
No matter what anybody tells you.
And found obi be catch obi.
The Bible is telling me Jesus has given you eternal life, an everlasting life, his own life.
Say, yes, I'm out down kwa.
But besides giving you all his life, he says to you,
at this
somewhere in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. So it means the spirit can be there. But if the mind and the spirit does not agree, you can't win your Christian race. You are born again. We agree.
And the
but this mind still
it is long time that this mind was.
And let me show you why your memory
was corrupted
before Jesus.
And I said, why do you need prayer?
But you realize
the
past. your child.
Obisa wa bofra no nsem na ho dada.
Now take your time.
I see
that's nice meaning. Do you know?
I see when him
that you before you met Christ.
And sana we share Christ no.
Ya kasa we kasa me am life.
When you are talking, you say it is my own life.
But you know that life was not yours.
Now when you say sabra bonu so ya odia.
Did you know what I'm saying? That life
sir,
yeah, that you grew to live.
Please, understand.
Do you know that that child that was brought home, he has no memories.
It's
what he is seeing in the house. What he is hearing. The circumstances that he gathers.
I don't know any
form of that personality.
I don't know if I can be.
So, before you met Jesus, you were living so many people's lives in you. Those who lived your grandmother, you still remember what your grandmother said or did.
Oh, that's so kind.
You remember your school teacher, which you didn't like or you like. You remember your boyfriend who snubbed you. So you remember your girlfriend who said things about you. You remember when your mother insulted you and you felt like you wanted to leave home. Your personality then was made up of different people and experiences that you got. And Jesus called that kind of personality corrupt.
Yes, be free. Oni potisano efiho.
Corrupt.
Eya obi awa pro.
Because you were confused, made up of the aggregate of so many people in one person. So who were you?
It is sabre no. I say in some bebre. I say omuti na oni wine.
But now the Bible says that if you are in Christ,
now so say see idea. Choni see sauwo Christo mua.
And he lives in you. Only one person now is living in you.
So because
that one person is Christ in you, your mind must be renewed so that the old man must go away. And then Jesus Christ be formed in you so that you can win what your Christian race. Because you cannot be a Christian and still be judging with your old mentality. It doesn't work. Because we can't tell whether you are a Christian or you are a Christian, old Christian or a Christian, confused Christian. We want you to be a Christian who is a new creation. Old mind, you know, I refuse. Remove it. Because if you don't change your mind, the Bible says renew your mind.
Is it
Romans 12?
Yes, Romans 12.
Renew your mind.
Look,
you have been born again.
When you are fufro.
But Philippians says what? Work out your own salvation.
Now so Philip will say, the
working out of your salvation has nothing to do with your spirit, because your spirit has been born again. It's a righteous spirit, and God says that you are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So your spirit is righteous. It is like God's spirit. No problem. But now you need to work on what? Your salvation. That means your mind must begin to do what?
Renew it. But
Amen.
Amen.
You see, when you became a newborn, or a new creation,
and about the fufra,
Galatians 1:13 tells me
Galatians,
you have been delivered from the power of darkness. If Satan was the power of darkness, and Paul said in Acts 26, he has come to open the eyes of the blind. Take them from darkness into the world, the glorious light of Jesus Christ. And the power of Satan to the power of God. It only tells me, if today,
and
I am in Christ. And Jesus is telling me, I am delivered from the power of darkness. Satan cannot come and tell me what he doesn't know anymore. When I was in darkness, it was like Satan was ruling my life. And he was giving me hard labor. Sickness, disease, and when I was there, I could not do anything about it. Because he was my master. And I was a slave. And listen, a slave man. Has no property. He has no freedom. You do what your master says. So when we were not saved, the smartest ideas that you had. The smartest idea before God was filthy rags. Because you were in darkness. God will talk to you when you have moved out of darkness into the light. That is why when I was born again, the Lord removed me from the power of darkness and brought me what? To the kingdom of his dear son. I must come out of darkness to the light. I don't know whether you are in the light. Or you are still in darkness. Because if you are in the light, you begin to see well. The scripture, the Bible there, will start making very powerful sense to you. Because the way there,
it's
representing God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And all are living inside your heart. So you cannot tell me that as a Christian, a believer in Christ, who has Christ living inside you, can lose. You can't. But the choice is yours. If you want to lose, fine. But I don't believe I will lose.
Now
I
need the
because master, before I met Christ, I was a loser.
Now answer no best Christ no
there was no proper record about me. Then today, Galatians 5 tells me,
Galatians 5
I have been set free. And I should stay in my freedom. Galatians 5:1. I want to show you something there. Me, whether I have money, I don't have money.
So
I have food. I don't have food. I am a happy man. Because I am in Christ, and in Christ, the Bible says he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. So I am not afraid. Look at Galatians 5. Stand fast. Stand what? Fast. When I am standing fast.
So
you push my left, the body will go, but my leg will not go. You try moving me when I'm standing fast. And Jesus is telling us, stand what? Fast, therefore. In the liberty, in your freedom. Satan cannot accuse you anymore. In fact, when Satan comes against you, Galatians 3:13, it says, well, you have been delivered from the power of the curse. If somebody tells you you are cursed, tell him he's a liar.
You have
been delivered already. Oh, yeah, Dada. Inside Christ, there is nothing that the devil can do.
Now, our Christmas,
I am a free man. So are you a free man? Madam, that you prepare. Because the Bible tells me, who are Christians? and na Christo won yami mu and na yami na kwa ade nyina and na tumi nyina re e won yami se so how can obusan come and tell me say you were charged against me when you said that on the cross
emra yesu was in and so
uwa na buka chura obusan chura nyina ya titim
ya titim nyina mu ya shi ne kura
unless okotro fufuro that is it has the power to do it
yes
but today I'm here to declare to you
nanso no person ka chura say
osofu ye ye free man
ye de ye ho.
We are no more slaves. So the devil cannot come and lie to us anymore. Today,
and
I say you are a free man.
Who will be our home?
Me a free man. So
you be our free man.
Say, stand fast. Stand fast in the freedom, the liberty.
Watch you. Sanity.
Hello.
Hi.
And the Bible say.
And then the Bible said.
Say yes, Wajiwa.
If Christ had redeem you.
So people say, "I did we want to mean ya."
If somebody come and say, "You can't do this thing."
Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Oh, God, yes, I met my baby. I'm Christo Moa. I say me day.
Or the Humba, the Lord God did not give me the spirit of fear, but He gave me power, love, and what? Son of some, you don't have any.
I say, "Yami mami, to me, I say,
free man.
I'm for a Humba and say me more."
I'm declaring to you today, this morning, who is hearing my voice. If you are in Christ, you are a free man. Listen. When Israel was in slavery,
Israel,
you know the story. They were giving loads and loads of what? Job to do. Every day, they were adding more jobs. They were slaves. They did not have a say. When they complain, they add more jobs. But when God went to deliver them, He told them,
I am coming to save you people.
But before you go, let me change the mentality of slavery. Let your wife and your children go to their neighbors and go and collect gold, diamond, go and collect. When they finish collecting, he told them, put it on your children. Don't put it in your bags. We don't need it. Let them dress it up. Let them
show.
This movement now, yeah, move room.
Sir, and I'm here to know.
And yet, Kwasu movement.
It's no more a slavery movement.
And a movement of liberty, freedom.
And
once upon a time, we were slaves. Now, with God, we are free men. We are what? Free men. Because we are free men.
In Matthew 28,
when Jesus finished serving on earth here,
he
stood in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
And he said,
and how can he say?
All power
to me in
heaven and on earth has been given to me. Then he turned his back.
And
he saw Mama Grace.
Mama Gladys.
And Grace cried fine.
You want to
extend the so, when Jesus said, "I've got all the power
now,
and authority in heaven,"
said, when you to me and your to me, there was
slow.
When he turned himself,
Mama Chi was available.
Now, yeah, Mama was
there. Then in Luke 10,
and I look at what he do.
I give you this power and authority.
I see me to me to me there in your mouth.
Juma na mi ye no.
Mama me di show sa kwatu.
To me na mi ye juma no. Ya show sa.
Oh, that show sa.
Then he saw another man.
I know who be full from.
Midashansa. Then he saw this man.
Oh, who be so?
Midashansa.
Midamau.
If I raise up your right hand.
Midashansa. If I.
Sofu. To me now. Midiye tumu wahanu mono.
Midashansa.
All power in heaven and earth has been given unto
you. I've given unto you.
And I give it unto you.
Now midamau.
That whoever believes in me.
Now obi obejine dino.
The works that I do.
Ejuma obeye no.
You will do.
Obeye bi.
In fact, raise up your right hands.
I
release the power and authority
Amen.
That Jesus has given to his
Amen. Amen.
Into your hands.
Amen.
From this morning,
Jesus,
you will do the works that he did.
Amen.
You will manifest divine authority.
Amen.
When you bind, they shall be bound.
Jesus' name.
When you cast out, they shall be cast away.
Amen.
When you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
In the name of
Jesus.
And you're free.
Now I deal with home.
And you're free.
Now I deal with home.
You are no more.
Only
under the power of the devil. We are now living the life of Christ. So if Jesus was able to do it, and he lives in me, then I can also do it. Bible says, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus can never change. What he did yesterday, he's doing today. But how is he doing it?
Now,
he's doing it through you. He says, I go to the Father. By you, you can do all things through Christ, who gives you the strength. In fact, this morning, I'm here to let somebody know we are going to the new year. From today, you are a changed man. You are a new creation, empowered by God to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
And Satan has no charge against you because the books are destroyed.
Amen.
Hello?
Hi.
Is anybody here?
Obi-wa-ha.
We don't mind what the devil is saying. We are not even hearing him. Because God says we are his children. And he lives inside us. The life you are living now is the life of God. And why did Jesus give you that power and authority? He says, I'm going to my Father. In heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. So we don't need this authority in heaven. In heaven, there are no demons, so we don't need the power to cast out demons in heaven. In heaven, we don't have sad people. So we cannot take away this power. We leave it here. In fact, in Zephaniah chapter 3, read it for me, verse 17. I'll show you something there.
Zephaniah 3:17.
Write as much as possible. I'm trying to send me time as well.
Zephaniah 3:17, please, on the board.
Come with me time as well.
The Lord your God.
Go ahead.
The Lord your God is with you. The mighty warrior.
Who pay them? Let me see me time. So you can the mighty warrior. Maybe sometimes the mighty warrior. Come. Now, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Zephaniah, my team and San Jemudo song.
Somebody read it for me.
I see Obin Kaiman, or Beso Bin Kai. Who will be a Kaiman? Who will be a Kaiman?
The Lord, what? Master Manimako for mommy. And then my papa was only papa.
The Lord, your God.
The Lord, Master Nabusre, Nabusre. He went no one by one.
The Lord, your God.
Nabusre, mommy. What's his name? The Lord, your God. Who's God?
Your God.
And yeah, your God. Oh. My God. Oh. Me. God. God. No. The Lord, your God. Who God?
Is telling you your God. Yes. So my God.
Foundation.
The Lord, my God.
But my God is back and said, the Lord, my God. And I will say, the Lord, my God. He can say, the Lord, your God. Who is that, Jimmy? The Lord, my God, is what?
In your midst.
He is what? In my midst. He lives inside me. The Lord, my God, he lives inside me. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Jesus lives inside me. You know how I know? Because when I got born again,
you see,
already. So where did he come into?
My heart. And
do you believe you are born again?
Now, would you say when you're from Kwandia? Any dear, Yami, or bet now, or come
on. Do you believe that?
Oh, so we are born again. And then I say, Miss Anna, would you pass away now from?
Sir, if you really believe that you are born again,
now would you pass away now from Kwandia?
You can never be sad again.
And there, oh, and hope you down.
Because your temple, he comforts you. Oh, no, then.
What is your
red? Nobody can teach you red apart from God.
Obey to me, Emma, when you have comfort apart from God.
And listen, the Lord, my God, who lives inside me,
ah,
he will do what?
The mighty one.
He's what?
The mighty.
Now, what you? Oba, dear to me, more. No, Bosam, who are you? Which are you? Those times when we didn't know. Today, let the devil try and bring the fire.
Amen.
Jesus says, I have given to you all the power and authority. When you bind on earth, he is bound. When you lose, he is loosed. So if you like, hold it. And I can tell you for one thing.
Wait till I catch you about 20.
So who yari?
If you are sick,
now yari we are never coming.
Oh, this is yari we are. You will die too.
Because Jesus will not come back and take back the authority.
Now
yes, you want
some fam? I am a G too many be on their mother.
Because he said, "Yoko, osi jobi ebi ano tawechi enti yedivi." Do something.
Do something because Jesus is behind you.
Amen.
Amen.
Or say, do something. I am standing. Me na misi kona koye. Me chila wechi.
Or say, ota wechi pa ye. Jesus is really behind you.
Who feels so musam? So ojini wudi pa. Ngaso ami kesi. Ngao yiftwa.
Gobe niti da da da.
Oshro. Sanda ne chemu.
Those days has passed.
The power of darkness. Ye
chemu. E suma tumfa brimono ye chemu.
Now when Satan comes and the God comes at you, now me ready. I'll talk to you. And I'm telling you. You have power to command the devil to do what he would do.
I say, oh, to me, so when someone, no bets you.
And what?
Will save.
The man is inside me.
Now, baby, to me more.
He is the savior.
Oh, yeah, then, Kwano.
So, that's just what salvation do I need anymore?
And then, Kwanjo, be on me here.
Pastor, he will save me from my poverty.
Oh, bet you will be on here more.
I said, no, no. He will save me from my sickness. Save me from what? My education. God is ready to do what? Ah, Pastor, I don't know. God is ready. Because Bible says, I am the body of Christ. Christ is the head. The head cannot go and leave the body. Now, your body in the air. Do you know what the Bible says? We are seated with Christ.
Now, only say, John Cassett, you need Christ on earth.
Galatians. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Yeah, that was from Yemo, yes.
Pastor Shouty.
It was, I see so.
So, Uden and Christ. Your life, your spirit, man, is in Christ. We are seated in Christ in heavenly places. You know, can say, my life is hidden in Christ. And Timothy, huh? In Colossians 2.
Yeah.
No, 3. Or see, Christ is seated on the right hand side of God. And if I am in Christ, and Christ is seated on the right hand side of God, where am I seated?
Yes, so I am
And the two of them are talking.
Because
I am in Christ.
Sure.
And Christ and the Father are talking.
Bible
says, and he made me alive. This is my word. He made me alive in Christ. So when the Father is talking, I hear. When the Son is talking, I hear. When the Holy Ghost is talking, and how do I hear? The Bible. And the gifts of what?
He will rejoice over you with gladness.
Just as he
is. I see what you say.
He is rejoicing over me and singing over me because he is singing over me. So he's what? Rejoicing. Because I am in Christ. Who Jesus is? You don't know. You don't know this one. God is. The God is just happy that he has gotten a daughter like you. And every time your home God is attending and energy. If God is dancing over me. He will sing and rejoice.
Obe human and energy
over me.
Ewa me so.
And let's hear.
Listen to me today.
When you wake up tomorrow morning,
remember and know that God,
the Father said,
as long as you are in Christ, you make God happy.
Now if you
want God to be happy about you,
now could be sad here on farm.
And ask him, sir, won't he give it to you? He will give it to you.
There's somebody here who is suffering from the ribs. Your left side of your ribs. Because Bible says he has given us all power and all authority.
To
destroy the works of the devil.
If
the devil is here this morning, he will destroy his works. What was your problem? What is Erade waka. Mammy or Jamini, but when they genu get it. A dear Biana, Bosa, or an origin in Amidrigu. Mammy, I command freedom and liberty for you. I bind the power of Satan over your life. Now, receive your healing.
Jesus.
Check it out. Check it out. Oh. That's before the Lord.
I see.
I said, whose life is in you will protect his life.
Amen.
And you will protect you. But I'm telling you, I am telling you, thank God for just the blessing. The same thing. If God has healed one, he will heal number two.
Amen.
Father, thank you for healing your gentleman. Check it and see. Are you okay? He will heal number three. Anybody here right now? I'm not going to give any word of knowledge. Anybody here? Who feels that? Oh, yes, that God will do something in his life. Oh, sorry, you know. Pastor, make us a romance. Are you feeling it? Father, we thank you for healing here. You have done one. You are the God who never changes. Check it out. You say, oh, has God done it for you? Huh? What's more? God has it done much more job. Tell me something. Thank God for it. The moment as it started.
Amen. I thank God for it.
Check it again. How much you thank God? Yeah, okay. Who will say, oh, that I am asking away? God will start. The moment you notice that he has started the
prayer,
begin to give him thanks. Because the devil will tell you, But once he has started, hello?
Hi.
Anybody coming? Besides that, don't worry. I said, it doesn't matter what it is.
Madam,
what's your problem? Father, this is your daughter. You have declared. You have given us power to destroy the works of God. You saved her. And you say it is your wish that she prospers and be in health, even as her soul prospers. Father, we take over authority and say that I bind you concerning this woman. God, leave your fingerprint in this woman's life. Even as I curse every sickness here, die. I command you now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Die. Holy Ghost. Bible says you live inside her. You will save. I thank you for the miracle that you are doing. In the name of Jesus, receive your liberty. Receive your healing.
Jesus.
Receive your freedom.
Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we declare it. God take the glory. Now, listen to me. Now, listen to me. When I am laying hands on you, or the pastors are laying hands on you, listen, inside me, and inside you, there's a power generator there.
To me, maybe I am out to me, ma.
There's a power generator, Mama Gaddis. There's a power generator in you.
To me, be
that power generator is the God in you. Now, it's a matter of if I lay hands on you. It's like you put on the generator.
I said, what's so generator?
For this bulb to come on.
Now, say, can you be so no?
There must be a connection between the generator and the
bulb. I said, baby, I'm quite bomb. So.
Or if I want to put up the light,
and that's the message we can answer.
I must do something to the generator. So since we don't have trouble here, we put on switch.
And to say if you are the switch in
so when you come out and I lay hands on you,
open out in the Sato Swa.
I am connecting my generator to you, the switch.
All
you need is to trust that the God in me is going to work in you. That's the miracle.
And
are you catching it?
Yes.
Now, in Genesis chapter 1,
the
Bible said, God did almost everything. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the
waters.
In fact, the Spirit of God was moving, doing nothing. Until the voice said, let there be light.
That
God can live in your inside. He will not be able to work. Because you don't supply the word. But God and the word. There must be a miracle.
I say,
that is why when we come. And we know that we know. That today you know that today the God Almighty he lives inside you. Because Jesus lives inside you. You are a new creation. The devil cannot stand you anymore. But
he
will come and tell you all that the pastor said was a lie. When he comes, tell him if it was not a lie, like Obosan will not come.
Yes.
But because it was the truth.
Because
when you agree that it was a lie, you do away with the truth and he's able to what? To get your life. We are the working, we are the miracle working what? Children of God. No more the devil.
Amen.
We are free.
Amen.
We are free men.
Amen.
When the prodigal son left home, when he saw that now, he has become a slave. Bible said he decided to send me
coffee.
And when he got home, the father saw him. And the father grabbed him. But if you realize, the father did not allow him total entry to the house. He told the servant, go and bath him first. Change his dress. And put the ring on him. And then allow him in. Look, your slavery time is past. God Almighty has bathed you. He has sanctified you.
Amen.
And in the power of the Holy Ghost, you are free men. If you don't understand, my last scripture.
Now, I want to ask you, trust me, that's your best worker.
Madam, you. Oh, you are going to know your tree. What language is it?
She, hey.
You speak English?
English.
Come, you come here. I want you to come on TV. Ah, she speaks that way too. That's like I do pepe, I do gangbe, I do blue, I do adobe. Okay, you speak anything. Provided that you understand my question. Now listen, you have children. When your child comes from out and you're so dirty. You carry her or you?
Yes, sir.
Let him.
I welcome him or her in bathroom.
First, the dirty boy who comes home, or the dirty girl, she will first of all do what? Bath her. That's what they welcome. Father, welcome us. But Jesus had to bath us with his blood. So, we are, sanctification means the death that you brought to has been separated from you. You are now sanctified. And God, seeing that Mama Gladys, you have been bathed by the blood, he said, yes, now, my son is cleansed.
Now,
my son is now righteous. I can see my son as what? Somebody who has been cleansed. Somebody who has been removed from the dead. So now I welcome you. We are welcomed by God our Father.
Amen.
God lost us all.
Amen.
None of you shall die.
Amen.
You will live to
Amen.
Declare the testimony of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Okay. Madam, I'm finished with you. That's God. Because of you, don't look at me. Look at the power of God that is in working in his. At the moment you see anything, a change in your prayer, begin to give God the glory. Because he's moving. Right? Madam, yes. Usa, anyway. Yes, you can say, here we are. There we are. Every day, I lay hands on this hand. And by divine authority and power and grace in this destiny, I command you to use. They can listen. Your weapons are used. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Hey, you're any fine, mommy. Earlier, that was it. I don't feel. Jesus, I've begun a good work. How are you getting on? What is it doing for you? My name God. Yes, woman. Someone to you. Sing, let me hear you. What's your name? I'm asking. Why am I? I say God will do it for you.
Amen.
If you don't believe me, I believe. Because if God says I will do it, he means I will do it. Bible says he never changes.
Yes.
Yesterday, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for somebody else, he will do it for you. Because we are all in Christ.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
How's the problem? Spirit of blindness, or cancer, whatever it is, I bind you. I command you to leave this woman alone. Satan, listen, you are bound. Your works will not be effective now. I command for you divine sight in the name of Jesus. Father, I replace your eyes, problem. The lens and everything, I command them to give and to be balanced chemically and electrically, harmonized and balanced. And every cell that is destroyed, digested. Now, you spirit of death, I command you to leave. I command the eye to see.
Jesus' name.
And be renewed.
Amen.
In the power of the blood.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer. Amen.
Amen.
It is finished to destroy the devil. For this reason you came. That you might destroy the works of the devil. And Bible says if we believe in you, we can do greater things. In the name of Jesus, I command every headache that is affecting your body. Which is Father, in the name of Jesus, I command for you now healing. Now!
Jesus.
Be healed.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. I command now. Far the resurrection. I now release the fingerprint of Jesus Christ in your body. The testimony of the living Jesus and a living miracle now for you. In the name of Jesus, check your leg and check your head. How are you? Has God done something for you? Jesus has touched you. Thank God for you. The devil come and tell you, once it is been done, it's been done. See, that's what we call warfare. When God does something, the devil will come behind and try to challenge what God has done for you. But you must know that you are a child of God. Jesus died for you. He paid the price. By his stripes, you are healed. There is nothing that is hidden before your eyes. Whatever sickness or disease it is, you infirmity of your body, I command you bow and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I call healing for you. Bible says we call those things that are not as if they are. Father, I call healing and restoration for your daughter in the name of Jesus, and I declare it done. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I release power into your being. Jesus, the miracle worker, is still alive. He's here to do you good. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I command liberty and healing for you, Mama. Be healed. Receive your strength. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, it is done. Listen. Don't let anybody tell you because you are old.
When
you get old,
when you feel
a sickness will attack you. It is not in the Bible. I say it is not in the Bible. Old men get healed. Young men get healed. The only thing that believe it is possible. Amen.
Amen.
Anna, because you are old, I went to a church 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so we went to here.
After our close ministration, I was when an old lady came.
I said, "Baby, bye."
Anna, I said, "Mama, what can I do for you?" Anna, me koto ye mi nuni nina. And I said, "Baba, mama."
Oh, my knee, so my knee.
My friends, I deal with nina. I said, "Sir, mama, what's in my knee?" Anna, I said, "Okay, sir, what I'm saying for koto get show." And I commanded healing, and she got healed. Don't let anybody lie to you. Say when you
interrupt.
God did not make healing for young men. He made healing for people. Bible says Moses was 120. He was still strong. So what prevents you from getting strong? The pastor says those who are sick, forget about what is going to happen. Come, let him pray for you. Your deliverance and your healing, they be there.
Now, why are you saying what you know?
And I know that we are that pastor, and they were saying that in Yeshua's healing with him. Are you listening to me? Because I am free. God gave it to us because Jesus purchased it for us. Now listen. This morning.
And obey.
Take this message. Hide it in your heart.
Know that you are a new creation.
Because you are a new creation, the devil cannot come and judge you again, because Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Every time bring go in there, a fogo be a new man, or be a one Christ alone.
Who to me, you? Bible says, I can do all things through Christ,
Christ who strengthens me.
Is Christ living in me? Yes. Can I do all things?
Yes.
So God will provide all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Does Jesus live in you?
Yes.
So will he provide?
Yes.
My closest scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Listen to something there.
1
Corinthians chapter
2,
verse
9.
It is what? Written. Your trust say.
Watch no eye.
Let's just rerun it. Eyes have not seen.
Seen. What no ear.
Wait a minute. Eyes have not seen.
And you were any anywhere.
Have you seen your salvation?
When who inquired here?
I'm asking.
Obisao.
Obi, Obi, who inquired here? I'm sorry, you know.
If you have seen your salvation,
oh, stand up and show it to me.
Right up and show it to me.
Don't make that mistake. You believe you are saved, right? But you have not seen your salvation. So, if so be it, you cannot see your healing. But the healing is where? It is there. Are you kind of saying?
Yes.
He says, eyes have not seen. Ears have not yet heard. It has not even entered the heart of man. What God has prepared for those who love him. The question is, do you love God?
Hey,
this time you don't love God, right? Sit down there.
We love God.
Do you love God?
Yes.
And you, do you love God?
Yes.
Are you sure you love God?
Yes.
If you love God, then God wants me to tell you that he has prepared something special for you because you love him. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of
man.
What God has prepared for you because you love him. So if you love God, look forward for something that God has prepared for you. Verse 13. Let's go to 12. Let me see something. Take me to 12. Let me see if I'm correct.
Let's go to 12. 12. 12. 9, 9, verse 12.
12 or 13. Look at what is there. God has also prepared something that is free for you. Now, we have received not the gift of the world, the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
God.
You have some free things with God you have not collected.
I said you have
some free things with God.
Oh, I said you
have that you have not collected.
What they say, Sama,
from today.
And then,
Mama, from today,
Efine,
remind the church that
Kaya, sorry,
God has some free things for you. Nobody can collect it from you.
That, okay.
You must collect it yourself.
I said,
are you here this morning?
Who are you paying?
These are the promises of God.
When
for a people
say,
who are a new creation, who are in the image of the Son of God.
Close
scripture.
Romans 8:28.
For whom he foreknew, for man only he predestinated. No, what she said,
what she said at all.
Sir, Omere, Omu, any no, Omubese, Niba, Jesus Christ. So right now, the Spirit of God is molding you that you come to look like what? Jesus Christ, the firstborn. So ask yourself today, if Jesus is standing,
say yes,
where can I measure to? Because the Bible says he foreknew you. And in Ephesians 1:4, he chose you inside Christ. In the name of Jesus, receive that which you desire. In the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please, shall we be on our feet? Thank God for your life today. Thank God for your life. The Lord, your God. You are a new creation. Your life is changed today. You know who you are in Christ. So lift up your voice. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. Give all the glory to him. In the power of the Holy Ghost.
Ask my prayer.
Salvation in Christ has been revealed. You are more than what? A conqueror. You are more than what? You did not just conquer. You have conquered and you have taken what gradually belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. You qualify to be a woman. Just about above your spinal cord here. You are experiencing some numbness.
See,
when God does this thing,
it means
he knows who and who are calling on him. Father, I thank you for the miracle. Jesus, we bless your name. What you have done. Amen. Take it out here.
Amen.
What can you say? When he starts a job,
he will finish it. Yeah, so just accept it that he has
done
it.
So just thank God for doing it. I just explained to you. Proclaim what? Miracles and your healing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you that you have done it already. You only call them to confirm it. You have healed them. In the name of Jesus. Take care of me. Breathe in hard and out hard. Understand? Now, okay. Now, can you say every day he is Jesus Christ? Every day he is what? He is Jesus Christ. Every day he is a miracle working God. Amen.
Amen.
But now, we'll be saying problem. That's not why. That's not for us to show why. Fear not. Don't give a spirit of fear. But my enemy. That's not for you. That's not for you. And then we will declare. You are standing under my grace. Declare, man. Put your hand there. Father, we just want to thank you for the miracle. We bless you because it is finished. Thank you, Jesus. That is done. Check it out here. Ushers, lay hands on them. And God will do the same miracle that he has done through my hands. God will do it. Lay hands on them. Stand firm your liberty to know. Father, we thank you for the miracle that you have done. We bless you in Jesus' name. Take it. And then.
Jesus today,
tomorrow, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I said, put your hands. Why? The order has gone. Lay hands on them and they will get their miracles. Madam, you are here. He has laid the hands on you. So why? Take it. Take it out here. Says, whoever shall believe in his name, this way shall follow them that believe. Madam, don't pray. Command the things to go. It can be better. It is better because it's just after that. So what you can start with, you start giving thanks. And then complete your healing. Amen. Listen. There is still some woman here.
I see your baby. That's who I
have. You have not woken up. You have not stood up. When I close, I'm close. You are still experiencing that back thing there.
I see just Tina,
your spinal cord.
I see the air.
I see when I close and you come, I will not pray for you.
I see so we are not saying, oh, born, oh, mama, what thing I said?
Meantime, Nasu, if God still tries to do you good mercy, why? Go see yourself. Madam, Auntie G, come and lay hands on your daughter. You see, God, Jesus sees inside everybody.
Yes, we appear more.
Meanwhile, the Lord is calling you.
And so, Yamil Frawas,
you receive the power of God, okay?
Jesus.
Alleluia. Don't worry. who a problem or the person, let me pray for you.
What think I say? What T L B or nine high say?
Unano, flat, put my say. Put my just the baby I channel. Who a problem? Say, what?
I'm on pay mao.
Because one man before, I'm praying God that when I finish this one, I'm finished.
When you open and one
on the time I took my way, you know, but God hasn't put time on anything yet. So if you are those, it's like, oh, as often why? Are you one of them? Put your right finger, the first right finger, into that hole there. Lay hands on them. Whatever it is, God is ready to heal. Let us clear it out. So, how is it? Has God visited you? Has God visited you? Has God visited you? And you know what you are going to do now? 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 What you Father, we thank you. Amen. What's your problem? Your back. That's your back. We're afraid. That's your back. We left 15 minutes ago. Then you make a sermon. You get your miracle because you believe. Actually, now we'll take it. And the man miracle here.
Thank you, Jesus. thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your presence in our midst. The Bible says you are our God, and you are in our midst, and you will save us. Father, we thank you for saving those who are ill, for saving those who need their salvation, for healing, for the miracles, for the signs, and for the wonders. Because in the name of Jesus Christ, Bible says, we have power and authority. When we bind on earth, bind in the heavens. When we loose on earth, they are loose on earth. But Father, we continue to bind and we continue to break, then destroy the works of the devil. Effective today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say, glory be to your name. And all the saints shall say,
amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.
They shall have eternal life.